10th District Assemblyman Greg McGuckin, good enough to give up some of his time on a Sunday morning as he counts down the hours to Giants 49ers at 6:30. We'll be joined just on the other side of the 10 o'clock news with Stephen Edelson of the Asbury Park Press, who's in San Francisco. We'll get this whole take on really the weather and the field conditions and all of that. But first, let's say hello to Sandy from Manchester. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. I have a major problem. My daughter lives in Lenoka Harbor and travels the Garden State, and exit 74 in Lacey, the tolls don't work. So whenever you throw money in, it doesn't register. Now, she's getting tickets left and right, $50 tickets, as a matter of fact, and when you call them, they don't want to do anything about it. They won't even repair them. They won't even check them. Something has to be done with these tolls.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sandy. I will try to get your information perhaps off air, and I'll see if I can get somebody from our make a call up to Highway Authority and see if we can get that checked out for you.
That would be great.
All right.
Now, having gotten a Easy Pass violation a few weeks ago, I went through the process of calling to, because I know I have Easy Pass. It really wasn't that difficult to challenge and pay. Has she paid these fines, or is she?
I have been paying them. My daughter is a paramedic student going up north to Elizabeth to the school, and I've been paying them since she's not employed right now. And when she does call and tell them and complain about it, they don't want to know about it.
Sandy, it's the Easy Pass that's not working, or is it the when you put the money? The change toll. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't register.
I tell you what, Paul, I'm going to ask you to do a favor if you wouldn't mind. When Sandy is done, I know you do a million things. Bob does this to you every week. Just get Sandy's phone number so the assemblyman can take it, and then he'll try and look into it. And he promises he'll get back to you, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a darn Parkway tolls again. All right, listen, you serve an area in Ocean County in which tourism is certainly a factor, no question about it, especially along the beach area. The governor has talked about this Atlantic City tourism thing. Maybe you could explain a little bit. And is that something that could actually hinder Ocean County if that goes through the way he wants?
I don't think it does. I think that the entire region of South Jersey would benefit. The more people that come here for Atlantic City, I think that helps our entire economy. There's only so many hotel rooms, there's only so many restaurants, and I think a destination, Jersey Shore destination, is good for all. And I think a rising tide raises all boats, and I don't think it hurts us. And I think that it's a very interesting mechanism the governor's put in place. I think it was dysfunctional the way it was. I think the local government in Atlantic City, I'm not familiar with all the details, but boy, it sure seems there was having an awful lot of problems there. So I think the governor's plan is to take it out of the local control for a portion of this district. And I think even the residents of Atlantic City, in many respects, or at least Atlantic County, maybe not in the city itself, agree with him that it needs to be changed because it is an economic engine. It's a job creation area. It's something that's vital to the future of South Jersey. And I appreciate the governor taking an interest in it and trying to do something different and new, really, if something hasn't been changed in years. And I think it's a new model, and we have to see if it'll work.
What are your thoughts on the whole thing about the legalized sports gambling? I know the governor announced he's very much in favor of it, wants to go through with it. Of course, now it all depends on what happens on the federal level, because currently, with the exception of four states, it is illegal in this country.
It's, we've gone down this slope of gambling in New Jersey. It's, when they opened the OTW facility in Toms River, it was a huge, huge issue from our residents. And, a lot of people complaining, and as a council person, I supported it. I think it was the right decision, and time has proven it supported it. It is a recreational activity. It took an empty shopping center and has rejuvenated it. It provides good-paying jobs, and it's worked. Now, I can't tell you people gambling problems how it would hurt them, but I think that gambling is something that if people want to do it and they have the ability to do it, I think there's we should try to get the Jersey to get our share of it. But listen, I understand. I think that there have been some public questions on this issue, first for OTWs in particular, which passed in New Jersey and passed in Toms River and in Ocean County, which is why I supported it. I think we may need to have another public question on that, quite frankly. I think that it's becoming expanding, and is that hurting Atlantic City? Is that hurting the racetracks, or is it helping the racetracks? First and foremost, I'd like to see Atlantic City do better. I'd like to see our racetracks do better because that is important to a part of Ocean County in particular, the Jackson and Plumstead areas. And it's important for open space purposes to have those breeding farms and so forth in central New Jersey. So those are the first two priorities. And, betting in sports bars and so forth, you know, I'm not sure that's as important to me, but it's certainly something I would look at.
Okay. By the way, I was among those. I was an officer with the Chamber of Commerce, the Toms River Ocean County Chamber of Commerce. I testified in favor of that OTW. I heard these people talk about the horror stories there were going to be, traffic, violence, all of this. I've seen absolutely none of it. I think everyone would agree, really. It's been an asset.
It really has. And, you know, I live close to it, and no problem at all.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. Diane from Whiting has a question or comment for the Assemblyman. Good morning, Diane.
Yes, hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that today is 39 years that abortion has been legalized in the United States, and I'm part of the pro-life movement, and I wanted to invite people from all over Ocean County to come out, and not only Christians, but any people who are pro-life, any religions, any concerned citizens, to come out and protest at our abortion mill that we have right here in Toms River. The abortion mill is located between PNC Bank and Sovereign Bank.
So
pro-lifers come out.
Diane, are you among those that stand out in front of that place with signs, and then if people go in, you say things to them?
Yes. Oh. We actually are on the road. We're legally allowed to be there, and if the people are walking in, we can offer them literature or offer them a different choice or education, that, you know, abortion is not the only answer for an unplanned pregnancy.
Okay, well, you've been heard. I'm not even going to comment on it, but I think people should be allowed to make up their own opinion. They don't need someone to tell them what to do. Thank you for calling, Diane. Let's go to Susan from Toms River. Susan, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Assemblyman McGuckin.
Good morning, Susan.
I just have a question for you. There's been a lot of controversy in Ocean County lately about people double-dipping, like the mayor of Brick, who having more than one public position on, I guess there's a freeholder who has more than one public position. I was just wondering, as a legislator now, what your opinion is on that.
Well, I think that the legislature acted in the last session about you can only apply, your pension can only be factored on one job. I think that's absolutely appropriate. Had I been there, I would have supported that bill. I think that, you know, that's the most important thing. As far as what's happening in Brick, I think that there's, you know, some politics involved in that whole process. We'll let the people of the Brick governing body and the mayor deal with that. I'm sure they'll come to some kind of resolution. I can tell you in Toms River, we had former Mayor Paul Brush, when he first became mayor, and we discussed, we had a new form of government, and we had to set it up as to what would the mayor be paid and so forth. And there were a lot of discussions about it. What's appropriate for a large town for the mayor to be paid? And it did come down to a little bit to, well, what were his other obligations? Do we just want somebody who's retired in these positions, or do we want someone who does have another job? And it came down at that point, when we set the ordinance, at that point, Mayor Brush had another job. He was still working. Later during his term, he left that and was essentially retired, and we did raise his salary, and he became more of a full-time mayor. So I think it depends on the town, depends on the facts, and it depends on the elected officials involved. And I think it all comes down to that, and it should be a public process, and let the governing body decide that in public at a meeting.
Okay. Now, do you hold any other positions, you know, public positions other than being an assemblyman, like an attorney for any boards or anything?
Oh, yes, I do. But I did resign as a councilman before I was sworn in as an assemblyman, which the law did change. And, you know, they grandfathered existing people who were dual office holders. However, I would not have stayed on the council anyway. So I resigned as a councilman in Toms River when I became an assemblyman. I do represent some towns and planning boards. I don't represent developers. I represent the government side of things in a number of towns in Ocean County.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How much does your experience in Toms River, do you think, help you in Trenton? I mean, Toms River, and you know, people still know, Toms River is a big town. It's not your mama's little Toms River. It's about 100,000 people. It's among the biggest towns in New Jersey.
It's the eighth largest town in the state of New Jersey. Yeah. And Lakewood reminds us every time now that they are larger than Toms River. And to my friends in Lakewood, they certainly always remind us of that. It is the eighth largest town in the state, and it has a diverse population from oceanfront to apartments to McMansions. And I think it's a real capsule of New Jersey, really, what we have here. And it's a great town, let's face it. In the summer, it expands probably to 120,000, 125,000 people. So it has been a great experience, and it has helped me tremendously dealing with other officials and in understanding how an issue affects maybe only one part of town and not another, and you still have to address the entire town and so forth. So it's been a great help, and I firmly believe that it's important to, if you're going to move up in politics, that you should have experience at each level of government or a number of levels, because I think it does make a big difference.
All right, we've got about 60 seconds. Is that right, Paul? So in 60 seconds, Giants 49ers today. Let's get to an important item here.
This Giants are going to kick their butt. The Giants are going to win by about 10 points. I'm not concerned at all about the weather. I think I'm a little concerned about the pass rush and bad weather and getting their footing, but I think the Giants are on a roll. They're hot just like they were in 07, and defense is playing tremendous. And Eli, let's face it, this is his best year yet, and I think there's more to come. And with our receivers and so forth, I think we're going to do great. So.
And you know what? And all the negativity, to me, having a team still playing is something positive. It's a frivolous, fun thing that keeps us going.
Exactly right. We got three extra weeks of football here, and I'm very excited about it, let me tell you.
Assemblyman McGuckin, I really thank you giving up an hour of your time on a Sunday morning. Appreciate you coming down. Best luck.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's been great. Thank you.
All right, we've got another hour to go on the other side. Kevin Williams sitting in for Bob Levy, 732-237-9626. We'll get that weather forecast from San Francisco right after this.